you want about the right?
Now we're on the right. Right. This is, you read?
That was about 1923 or 24. And it was along in the middle of the year, that is, along close to Christmas time, because it was the coldest weather I ever saw in my life. And there was a neighbor attacked a woman, and the name was Taylor. And so the nigger got away. They couldn't catch him. So they caught three or four niggers and put one of them to death. One of them said it right there is where he put the nigger out of a wagon. And so when he did that, well, one of the fellas that was out of him was just pulled his finger down on the trigger of his shotgun, and it said bloom, and his head went off. And then they went on out, and Bob Walker was sheriff at that time. Bob Walker come to me and told me, he says, Jake, he says, what in the world are we going to do? He says, this crowd here, he says, they see blood and they're going to have blood. And he says, I don't know what to do. I said, Bob, we have to keep them out of the color quarters at the nail. I says, I'll help you to keep them out of the quarters at the nail. I can't do nothing with these farmers that come in here. And there's a bunch of farmers, and I'm not going to name them, because that'd be too much. But there was a bunch of farmers come in there that said that they had promised the old dog the liver of a certain darky that night, that they were going to get that nigger's liver. But they didn't get it, there was, because they didn't get it, because they didn't find it. But it rolled on 3 days, that it just milled around, and we kept them out of the quarters, kept them from going into our quarters. We surrounded them with guards, you know, and surrounded and kept our niggas in there. And kept running the mill. And knew if we could keep them niggas in the mill, we could keep them straight. But I knew if we let them get out of there, them farmers would get them. That's all there was to it, because they went through Rosewood and went through Wiley, and everything had jumped up and run out there. If it was a nigger or a yard dog or anything, they shot it. So that went on for about 3 days. And 3 days, well, they sent word down there that this nigger that we were hunting would be in a certain building, which was an old store building at Rosewood, right side of the depot. Big old two-story house, right side the depot. Now my wife listened, and she went there to see. And said that they had him, and he'd be in there to come get him. Well, that's just about like throwing gasoline on fire when you tell a bunch of white people that. So it turned my blood red and a lot of the others. And a bunch of them gathered up and went up there to see him. I didn't have anything but a 12-gauge shotgun, a pump gun, and plenty of buckshot. But all the rest of them had the same thing or worse. So we went up there to see the niggers and come back about midnight, and everything was quiet. And the next day they went up there and they buried 17 niggers out of the house. And I don't know how many more that they picked out there out of the woods in the field around about there that they picked up. It's been stated several times that there were 10 more right there in proximity around the house. But old man Sumrun, he was the yard man there, and he's the man that done the burying. They just taken and laid them out in a row and plowed two furrows with a big field plow, you know, extra big field plow, fire plow. Plowed two big furrows there and put them niggas in there in the trench and plowed it over. And there's no markings or anything to who they were and why they were and when they were. And they said there were 27 of them placed put in that row. And after that, for the next 4 or 5 years, they picked up skulls and things all over Gulf Hamilton, all around Gulf Hamilton, and up to Order Creek and up as far as Gate. And that was the riot from 1923 or 24, and I'm satisfied it was 23. I think it was 24. Not too positive which one it was. I didn't get a shot. Safer stuff still got two buckshot went through his arm.
He's dead now, going.
And several other fellas, and I won't name them because it might not be good to name
them. We don't print this one.
Might not be good to name names, but they were in there, right along in there with me and the others. And two white men were killed, Fuller Wilkerson were killed, and Henry Andrews were killed, the niggers killed them. And that is all the white people that were killed from it that we know of. But one more fella got two buckshot in his face up here. One got two in his arm down there. And another one got a buckshot under his shirt here, and it just made a good red mark around his side. Some of them said he was running so fast he hit a bush and hit it. But might have been a buckshot. But they told all kind of tales about it. But that was a riot. You know, it got quiet, and they told them there were no more niggas be at Rosewood. Never. And so far as I know to this day, there's not any more niggas at Rosewood. And I have every idea that niggas are just about extinct in Cedar Key. When I left there, they were only 26. That was 10 years ago. I don't know what the population of the Negro population is there now, but it's...
Zero, I think.
Zero?
I think.
And you're talking about a first class war story. Well, it broke out of there, wasn't it? Fella come and I asked a fella to go in there up there, and he said, no. He said, I'll let you have my son, but he said, I can't go. I can't go. No, that was the tale about the rod.
Bully town, I believe. Anyhow, it was kind of rough down there. And then you come on past the schoolhouse. It was on the left, and then when we... Next would be the church house. As you turn, come on down, there'd be some more Congress houses, and then you turn to your left and headed out to Thumphrey's, I mean to Cedar Key. The Bart Road went right on around to Cedar Key. And that's where all this your stuff up here originated from, this year running people out of
Rosewood,
that's
where that all happened, and that was back in
23.
That's about it.
Yeah,
this
nigga.
Right,
died.
No.
Yeah.
That was in 1923.
Yeah.
Well, I guess everybody's interested, but I want to know that story too. Could you tell me the story
and
what you have heard?
There was on the street that went out to City Key Road, there was a tailor lived over here, and there was a tailor lived over here. And this was James Taylor. These tailors that lived around Cedar Key and all, you know, there was one time not long ago, it was a brother to this fellow that lived here, Henry, I think they called him.
Yes, Mr. Henry.
And there was a, James, he always went down and oiled up the mill every morning, you know, before this started up. He was oiling down there. So when they, she thought it was him that come back to the house, you see, somebody knocked on the door, and she thought, and said, come on in, and nobody didn't come in, so it was separate office, and this dinner had been there and propped the screen door open, you see, and so she said, you just about come on in, James, because I know who you are, and she thought it was him, you know, just pulling a joke on her, and she went and opened the door, and when he did, well, it's never knocked it in, you know, she hollered to this little old boy. I says, bring me the gun. I says, I'll kill this black devil. And he jumped up and ran. But he come on in the road with you, and they had bloodhounds there in just a short while. And it looked like a pure army of men, you know, coming down. They had guns and them dogs, and it was a frightful looking thing to us. And, but anyhow, they went on to this house, and they picked up the track of this nigger. And right on down to where he hit the railroad out here. And he come right on to the Rosewood. He went in a house along in here somewhere. After he went in there, well, they couldn't track him any further on through the house and out to a wagon. And he got on that wagon. And that nigger wouldn't tell him that. They set him off out there somewhere and hung him up. And he'd been hung up so many times and let go, so he figured they'd let him go that time. And he says, well, I tell you, if you let me down and go with me, I'll show you where he got off my wagon at. And they brought him on off down in here, not far from this Ingham here, and turned off on a road going in towards the hamlet there. And he says, right here is where he got off. And so they put the dogs out. They couldn't find no trace of that nigger, no words at all. And they worried with him till just about all night, and they couldn't get no sense out of him. And there was a fella from Treatment. I did know his name, but I don't remember it right now. But anyhow, he got tired of it, and he just backed off out there and broke his neck with a high-powered rocket. They left him there. And then they had to hold inquest over him, you know. Well, it just kept getting worse and worse. It was about 2 weeks of it. And finally, Mr. Wilkerson, Colonel Wilkerson, he was deputy sheriff there, and the man from Otter Creek, he was the time officer of the Otter Creek logging camp then, Andrews. Well, there was some boys coming up and was going up here and just talked to this nigga woman, you know, and see what they could get out of her. Well, they found them out here in the woods somewhere, another Foley and Andrews, and they said, where y'all going? Says, we going up here to talk to her neighbor. Says, well, so that's with our business, and they joined in. And they went on down here below Rosewood, and when they went in at the gate, my husband, he was there, he said that Polish shot a little old dog. And said that that's when it really happened. Said they didn't know the niggas was up there prepared. And he said it was just a stream of fire coming out from upstairs, you know. And they had ducked in behind an old cabbage like that and lined up, and that was the prettiest moonlight night I ever seen, and about as cold as I ever seen. And they just about shot that tree down. And finally, Polly, he was drinking, you see. And he said, well, I'd just go in there and get him a crazy thing when he in there. And when he walked in a little old hallway here where the stairway went come down from up there, and when he stepped in there, there was a load of buckshot hitting right in the side of his head. And he squamped down. They'd already killed Mr. Anders, and they had him laid out there for the railroad. And so the white men's ammunition give out. They didn't know they were going up for war, and they went to get away from that. And they went out, and they'd get a chance to duck over the railroad. You know, it was all right there for the side of the railroad. Over into some foul matters, and they sat there and watched those niggas, and they lit a lamp in one room and left it there. And come on out, and they went towards Wiley. And they seen them when they crossed the railroad and was coming back up the other way. And Garrett Kirkland, he told them, his boys, says, we got to get further than this. Says, they go in that old two-story house there and says, we won't have a chance. And while they were getting there, well, they beat it back to summer. And it just went from bad to worse. And one Sunday, I was up at Otter Creek and come back through here with everything was smoking. And they come through here and burned every house except one nigger house and set it on fire, but it was right at the depot, and they put the fire out, you know, keep from burning the depot. And killed every nigger that run out of there. And old Lexi Gordon used to live right there in that rough, and this hill was another place too. I believe that anymore. But anyhow, she was down with typhoid fever. Not sure like that on this woman. She used to make the best buttermilk and had long red hair, you know. And she ran out at the back when they set a house on fire, and somebody just broke her neck before she ran away. And there's a lot of old innocent niggas got killed, you know, and just on the strength of that. And they were built and they put them out of here, every one of them, one of them left.
Did Miss Foley die when
that
was killed
in? I mean, they couldn't even get him in there till the next month. See, the niggas was all gone when they got back there the next morning. And he was sitting, he had on an old raincoat, and he just plumped right down in the corner. And where they had that lighter burning, they had laid a nigger out on the bed there. He was dying. And they just left the lamp burning, and the nigger was laying on the bed there. And Polly was plumped down in the corner, dead. And Miss Anders, they had got him as far as the railroad out there. In fact, they killed him between the house and the railroad anyway. And they went up and put him on the train the next morning when he went to, you know, picked up Polis and brought him back to Somerville. It was rough times, I'm telling you. I don't want no more of that.
Now, when the nigga knocked the woman down at the door, Mrs. Taylor, did he rape her?
Uh-huh.
He raped her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what really got the thing going.
That's what got things going. And, you know, she was a nervous wreck the rest of her life. She just couldn't stand the thoughts of being left alone. Or, you know, a nigga, she couldn't stand hardly looking at him. And I think it all, she had a nigga woman that used to go there and wash for her. And help her clean house and all. And I think she, you know, got the lowdowns on everything and told it was supposed to be her boy, I think, that went there and, you know, did all this. In fact, he was a grown man, but then it come in through that way because he couldn't have known about their whereabouts unless somebody had told him.
Did they ever get him, or do you
think? Yeah, I think he did because Mr. Taylor and his brother and somebody else, they caught the nigger on down south or somewhere. And they went down there, and when they come back, they said they were satisfied.
They got him in.
So they hung out the guys.
Well, you know, you hit. With all my life, I've heard stories about
it. Yeah.
But I had never really heard the true story because,
yeah,
you know, it kind of gets out of proportion.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I've had people argue with me, you know, that it wasn't this way and it wasn't that way, but I know it was because I was right there in summer. And, of course, me and Roy wasn't married at the time, but we were going together. And I wanted to see a dead nigger. I had never seen a dead nigger. And I just begged Mama like a dog, let him bring me up here and see this one before they picked him up, you know, at the kill. And shoot, no, they wouldn't think about that. And I didn't get to see no dead nigger until I moved on the creek. And after I was married. And I told a colored woman who used to help me a lot. I told her, I said, Corey, I said, if any of them niggers ever died down in them quarters, I want to see them. He says, all right, Miss Eva says, Miss Roy, what she called me. She says, if he's presentable, she says, I'll let you know. So one day she come up there, you know, and says, well, Miss Roy says, so-and-so dropped dead down at his house. She says, well, get him all fixed up. She says, I'll let you know and you'll come down and see him. And he was one of them nigger masons, you know, and I mean, they really had him fixed up. And I was always told, you know, they turned white when they died, but they didn't. Just as black as ever. And I've seen them since then with their throats cut and all kind of ways, but down in them quarters there in Macoochie, Florida, they had some rough waters down there. One night, we went off and come back. Well, we passed this nigger man. We went over what we call a moss camp, walking alongside the road, whistling. And we was delivering papers at that time, helping a lady out, and we come on over to Ward D.C. Wasn't gone very long. And when we come back through the quarters delivering papers there, well, between two houses, they have a big fire built up out there, and niggers and all the law and everything. And so we stopped to see what had happened, and Roy went over there and said they had a dead nigger laying out there. So you know that was passed a while ago, and he was a whistler. I said, yep. He said, well, he's got his throat cut over there now. Dead. I said, no, it can't be. I said, he said, yeah. So I hopped out of the car between midnight and daylight. Went over there, and they turned his teeth back, and I looked at him, and he did. He had his neck cut from ear to ear. If they'd ever been touched, the one that done that, he just cut his throat and taken off. If they ever think they've killed somebody, they're going to move.
That's good.
Going somewhere.
Now, on Rosewood here, about roughly, do you know about how many people live here?
Well, the white people lived, there was Rob Ingham lived right over here. And Will Ingham lived right over here. They were brothers, you see. And then there was Mr. and Mrs. Wright that owned the store down here in Rosewood. And there was a Mr. and Mrs. Saul that lived across over here. And two or three families strung up down here. That was when I was small, you know. And further back, well, they had a cedar mill down here at Rosewood. Well, then they had a lot of people in here then, but I don't know this happy it would be. And this old two-story White House out here on the highway, that was Mr. and Mrs. Wright's home. I played in that house upstairs down here.
And had a depot and all here.
Yeah.
Did they have any churches? Or just
We had a Baptist church between here and Rosewood.
So now what really is Rosewood? Now all my life I have heard the Forks Road was Rosewood.
It's not.
And then down here where the big house is, I've heard that was Rosewood.
No, you know where you go in there to Camp F, they used to call it, you know, the hunting camp down here.
The road that
turns
road
right at the far end of that big white house is fence.
Yes, sir.
And turned in there. Well, right there was Rosewood.
That was Rosewood.
Yeah, you can tell you where you can see the old cedar mill where it has been, and they had a nigger cemetery there. And I can take you to that old nigger cemetery.
It's still there?
Yeah. And tombstones, I carried some folks in there not very long ago. And they got some old tombs in there. I mean, they've been there a long time. And our church was right off from that nigger cemetery.
What was the name of the church? Or
it was just Baptist Church.
Just Baptist Church. When it gets a little cooler, I don't like to kind of move around in this hot weather. If you get a little cooler, I'd like to come out and get you to take me over there then.
Okay. It's growed up in oak, you know, scrub oak. But you can get to where you can see the tombs. I said Mr. Brown from Z-Land down in there not too long ago. And you have to go around and then walk through in there too in a little way.
Now that's the black cemetery.
And a long time ago now, there used to be a cemetery out here in the forest of the road, but they did away with it when all them roads come through there.
In the forest there?
Now, Mama, she tells me all this, you see, because she was raised around here. Now, when she got married, she was living out there not too far from the cemetery. She hold corn and stuff out right out there in them old fields off from the cemetery.
But their name on the cemetery or just the cemetery?
It's Shiloh Cemetery.
Alright. Now, is that... That's not the same one, though, the Shiloh that we know of now.
Mm-hmm.
That's Shiloh.
Yeah. That's Shiloh. That's all the white cemetery I know. And I never did know anything about the name of this cemetery. But I can remember some graves of being there, but that was a long, long time ago when we used to come through the church. church or was it? It's a long ago because I was 12 years old when my daddy died.
That nigger cemetery?
Uh-huh.
All them roads with niggers right there?
Some of them, I guess the biggest majority of them, because I don't know of any other nigger cemetery around here. And they wouldn't let one of them in the summer over there during that riot, because they told them niggers if they kill one in there, well, they do them just like they did these roads with niggers. Of course, I think some of the white people, some of them, I'm sure of. Ms. Wright did, and Will Ingham, they run and get in their barns and things, and they said they didn't have the heart to run them out. But if they'd have been caught with them, well, it'd been too bad for them, because they went up in the smoke with the rest of them.
That's like
everything
else. This, he couldn't help it.
His
skin was black, but
no.
A lot of
handsome
when he got killed.
That's it. It's just killing going into them. They brought one old nigga, he was, I thought that was cruel. I don't know why in the world. You see, the men, they just went crazy when all this other killing happened. They come here from Georgia, from Jacksonville, and everywhere. And there was one old nigga that come in there, and all he knows was, come on. He was doing like that, come on. And he got in there, and they put him in jail. And they come there and demanded that nigga and brought him out here and stood him up on his brother's grave and shot him off of it. Yeah. No, and it was crazy. He's just a mad bunch of men.
Mad.
Yeah. And all he do was,
Roy said about this woman grabbed her baby and thought she'd run out to the new toilet, you know, mm-hmm. be safe. And they shot her in the face down before she got in the
hole. Yeah. Killed the dogs. And they burned all the curbs off of the wells up here. And there was one old mule that had an old blind mule up here, and he fell in one of them wells. And, just died. And after the riot was over, well, Roy had the job of coming up here, and he picked up all the dead niggers, him and they gave him a crew to come around and pick them all up and bury them. And down that summer, they had a man a building, just regular old Piper's boxes to bury them in. He was building boxes. They did put them in boxes and bury them. And Roy said that crew in there that it was working with, he said they were scared to death, but the riot was, about over with. And then they sent them back. Some of them had gardens and little fields and, stuff for growing. And sent him back then with the crew to salvage everything and put it in the back of Doc Skinner, in his backyard. Doc Skinner used to be the doctor there. And then it was distributed out to the niggers there in summer. They come up here and dug sweet potatoes and caught chickens and run down hogs and all that. They tried to salvage everything that was left. And get it in there and piled it up in the backyard.
And told them to make that come here.
Yeah.
I bet they got it too.
Yeah, they distributed it out to them. And Roy said the kind of sad part of it, I reckon I would not tell it, but Willing them down here, he had a bunch of the chickens and things down at his house. And they went down there and got them.
The white person.
Yes, all the niggers dead. I think he said he didn't get his share of it. And,
I can remember Mr. Will real good.
they always got their living out of the woods. I don't know if it's working, they put a few cabbage buds or something like that. Make moonshine. I know I lived at Rosewood after the riot in that house that's right close to the depot there. Went up there and cleaned it all out and everything. And I cooked for a bunch of men at the little sawmill out here. I think it had about 18. And they slap them and give them places to sleep. And all I did was to cook them. And it was just about more than I could do. And now I finally got me a nigger woman to go up there to help me. by me putting a bed. There was a little old room on the porch, back porch. And she said, if I put her a bed in there, well, she'd come up there and stay. But she wasn't been helping the world. I went out to the wood pile to get a load of wood or wherever I was at. She was right there to my head.
I told her, she said, you ain't been helping me. I just take you back soon. And I sent it back. She was sure glad of it. She did do that. Where the town of Sumner, of course, where the road goes through right now, where was the post office? You said that it was kind of off the road.
You know what?
Would it be on through the, like going towards you? Would it be on your right hand side?
Be on the right. Mm-hmm. There's a road that turns off.